Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight for the broadcast. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this evening, John, VK2HB, and in engineering we've got a trainee, Stuart, VK2BMX. The weather here is clear, but no sun, as it's shining elsewhere in the world, with a temperature of around 17 degrees. Rainfall at 2WI over the last week was 11 mil. Our transmitter status is all okay, and on the ARNSW RadNet, VK2RAG is currently offline. All other repeaters are operating normally. Now, here's your chance to join the VK2WI team. VK2WI News is only possible due to the support and dedication of our broadcast team, who are, of course, members of ARNSW. And I've got myself out of line here. bear with me. Papers just fell off the desk. Okay. Righto. We are looking for volunteer announcers and engineers to operate VK2WI Dural and to keep our news bulletins on air on Sunday mornings and evenings, along with occasional special event bulletins at other times. It's a good opportunity to gain operating experience across a range of bands and equipment here at VK2WI. Full training and ongoing support is provided to all volunteers. For operational and safety reasons, two people must be on site for the full duration of each broadcast. An advanced licence is required for at least one of the two operators. The announcer can be is open to anyone of any licence grade, and also to people who aren't yet licensed, but of course are interested in amateur radio. If you can't make it to Dural on Sunday, you can still help out. We have operation support and news production roles that can be done remotely. If you would like to find out more, contact VK2WI on office@arnsw.org.au. Now, in the news from amateur radio for New South Wales, later in the bulletin we have a summary of on-air activities.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Okay. Now we're back to the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales. Later in this bulletin we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need a full script, just the activity details and contact information. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email on office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 944 0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the Echolink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand Echolink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after Echolink News by John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand Echolink Network team for making this relay available. Now, bad news. We have a silent key. It is with regret that we begin this week with news of a silent key. We've been advised of the passing of Ray Robinson, VK2ILD, on Monday the 24th of August after a period of illness. Ray had a long career in electronics, beginning as a trainee electronics engineer with AWA back in 1969, followed by positions with OTC and Macquarie University. He held the call sign VK2NO for many years, later becoming VK2ILV. Ray developed an Australian and international reputation for his work restoring vintage military and early commercial radios, and regularly shared his knowledge through lectures at the Central Coast Field Day and other events. Ray was also a regular at the ARNSW events, where he was often on the lookout for additions to his collection. Some of that collection can be viewed online through his virtual museum website. Outside amateur radio, Ray enjoyed work diving and wreck diving and was a keen bushwalker, undertaking hiking and trekking expeditions in Australia and overseas. Ray will be sadly missed by his wife Glenys and family, as well as his many amateur radio friends. Ray will be a funeral service for Ray is to be held at 1:15 on Friday the 4th of September at the Palm Chapel, Macquarie Park Cemetery. Please pause with me while we remember Ray. Vale Ray Robinson, VK2ILV.
Yeah, okay. I fixed it. Yep, it should start. Just a minute, we'll go back to where we should be.
What happened there?
I turned off the studio. Go back to prior to FOR, after the silent key.
Right.
Where after that?
Well, that was volunteer operators.
Now, you're out of order.
Well, you want Joda.
What's the last thing you read?
Joda.
Joda?
That's
it there. Okay. All right. So now you've got to do the weekly solar and...
Yeah, but gosh, no audio was going. Was it volunteers? Did that go out?
Yes, it went out.
Okay. Hell, we're on air. Okay, looks like we're back on air. Our trainee operator, or engineer, forgot to turn the transmitters on, so we missed quite a bit going out. But anyway, continuing on. Weekly solar and geophysical report with data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. First, the summary of activity from the 21st to the 27th of August. And we'll do the dates across 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th and 27th. Okay. 10 centimetre flux, 126, 124, 128, 143, 132, 131 and 122. The Fredericksburg A index, 9. 5, 6, 8, 5, 6, 4 and 4. The Australian index, 4, 1, 3, 2, 2, 1 and 1 estimated. T index, 78, 77, 73, 79, 79, 73 and 79. Solar flare activity was at R1 on the 21st and 24th, each with one M-class flare. Activity reached R2 on the 25th with four M-class flares. The largest M6.9 was at 10.02 UTC, and on the 26th it reached R1 with two M-class flares. Geomagnetic activity in the Australian was mostly quiet to unsettled, remaining below warning levels. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in South Australia remain mostly near predicted monthly values. Enhancement of 20% was observed during local night on the 21st, 20% after local down on the 23rd, and enhancement of 15% during local night and 20% after local dawn was observed on both the 24th and 25th. The forecast issued on the 28th of August through until the 3rd of September. Solar activity has a chance of reaching R1 levels due to the presence of several activity solar regions. Geomagnetic activity is expected to reach G1 with a chance of G2 early in the week due to impact from CMEs first observed on the 25th of August. Maximum usable frequencies in the Australian region are expected to be near predicted monthly values, with depressions up to 15% possible due to CME-induced geomagnetic activity. Now the solar flux update. Here are the updated solar flux index figures for this week. Having finished July, we had a minimum of 100, average of 135 and a maximum of 203, with peak dates from the 1st to the 5th and from the 20th to the 31st. Nearing the end of August, we are expecting a minimum of 94, average of 118 and a maximum of 143. with peak dates from the 1st to the 3rd and the 16th to the 30th. And looking ahead to September, we are expecting a minimum of 90, an average of 107, and a maximum of 125, with peak dates from the 1st to the 3rd and the 15th to the 28th. And that update is with thanks to Noel, VK2FUL. Now, we'll see if we get the ident this time. And it looks like we've got to have a little pause while we get this USB stick reading. And, of course, then we can't go further on. So if everyone would like to just stand by while we try again, we'll be back very shortly.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Okay, looks like we're back again. We managed to get the USB stick to read again. Now we're on to the foundations of amateur radio. This series is written and produced by Ono, VK6FLAB, and continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Okay, now this USB reader has decided it's going to chuck a hissy fit and it's just not reading anything, so looks like we're going to miss out on the foundation of amateur radio this evening. Better luck next week. Okay, we're on to Weissen News. Next Sunday, the 6th of September, will be the next monthly skills and maintenance meeting. It will be at Galston Recreation Reserve, 412 Galston Road, Galston. The activity will involve a demonstration of the Garmin Alpha Dog collars using the Weissen SART track system out in the field. The Hawkesbury Canoe Classic is on the weekend of the 24th and 25th of October. It's a marathon paddling event overnight from Windsor to Moonee Moonee, a distance of 110 kilometres. This is one of Weissen's major community events, with Weissen volunteers providing safety communications at checkpoints along the river. If you're interested in this or in any other Wison activities, contact operations via email at wison.ops@vrarescue.org. And don't forget to include the event you're interested in. Wison New South Wales weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on a number of repeaters around Sydney. There's a link, a WinLink net in a week's time. Check Wison website for details. Wison New South Wales is a communication support squad for VRA Rescue New South Wales. For more information, visit the website at nsw.wison.org.au. Now we're going to tempt fate and see if we can get an ID in here.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Crazy, I've done my... Okay, club news for this week. We start the news for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The club's next meeting is the September General Meeting at 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 5th of September, at the SES Building in Port Macquarie. September's coffee morning is at 10 a.m. on Thursday, the 10th of September, at the Hill Cafe at Thrumster. Coffee mornings are on the second Thursday of the month, and everyone is welcome. The September Friday night get-together will be at 7 p.m. on the 18th of September in the Port Macquarie SES Building. Anyone interested in gaining an amateur radio licence or upgrading an existing qualification can register their interest via the contact form on the ORARC website. The next foundation training and assessment weekend will be held once sufficient candidates have registered. Assessments for self-study candidates can be arranged at short notice for all licence grades. There are two club nets each week, the midweek net from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2RPM 2-metre repeater on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. EchoLink access is also available on the VK2RPM-R during the nets. The repeater is linked to VK2RCN, a telegraph point via EchoLink. VK2RCN is on 147.0 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset and a 91.5 subaudible tone. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org, as well as club information and a range of amateur radio resources. The website now includes the July 2026 edition of the club's newsletter, Oxtails, and it's available to read online or download. It's a 68-page issue, including a full report on the recent 50th anniversary annual field day, and past issues of Oxtails are also available to read online or to be downloaded. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. And that's from Henry, VK2ZHE, for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The carry-on club rooms are open each Saturday from 10:30 a.m. with members and visitors always welcome. Next Saturday, the 5th of September, will be the club's monthly business meeting starting at 1 p.m. We'll be looking to fill subcommittees, so please come along and volunteer. The meeting will be preceded by a barbecue at midday. At the time of submission, the VK2RAG Summersby is only running a limited number of services. Current repeater status can be seen on the repeaters link on the club website. The club's weekly news is on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater, which is on 146.725 with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone and also via EchoLink on ham conference. It's also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including the things that we can't talk about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au or by phone on 02-4340-2500, which normally goes to Message Bank, or on social media by searching for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the page to receive updates. 73's from Alan, VK2MG, Publicity Officer at the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Now we come south to St George Amateur Radio Society. The Society's next meeting is this coming Wednesday, the 2nd of September, at Mortdale RSL. The club is in Macquarie Place, which is only a 5-minute walk from Mortdale Railway Station. The club has excellent dining facilities and members are encouraged to arrive early for a bite to eat, and the meeting will start at about 7:30. At this meeting, Doug, VK2DCR, will give a presentation about Wison. If you have listened to these Sunday news broadcasts, you will have certainly heard the name Wison, but do you know where the name comes from? Doug will look at the history of Wison and some of the notable events over the decades and the work that Wison does today. He will also cover the equipment Wison uses, how it remains relevant to today's amateurs and wider community, and how you can get involved. 2 weeks ago, the Society took part in the 2026 RD contest operating portable from Oakley Park. While the station was set up in the rain, the skies cleared in time for the main event. The team packed up at 5:30pm, leaving before the park gates were locked. Attendance was small, but to quote Henry V, the fewer men, the greater the share of honour. The Society's next foundation training and assessment weekend at Sutherland is scheduled for the weekend of the 31st of October and the 1st of November. Bookings are available for foundation licences and for upgrade examinations to standard or advanced. For more information, booking forms, along with details about all of the St George Club Amateur Radio Society's contests, repeaters and other activities, visit the website at www.sgars.org. And that's from Peter, VK2EMU, for the St George Amateur Radio Society.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Okay, now we're going back to an item which I read but didn't get transmitted. JODA 2026. Help get young people on the air. Imagine a scout or guide picking up a microphone for the first time and contacting another young person hundreds or even thousands of kilometres away and discovering how amateur radio can connect them to the world. That's what Jamboree on the Air, or JOTA, is all about. This October, the St George Amateur Radio Society will once again operate VK2LE at the Endeavour Boree Regatta at Kurnell, with more than 500 scouts and guides expected to attend. The Society is looking for more amateur radio operators to join the team. You don't have to be there all weekend. Your assistance for a day or even part of a day will make a difference. For some participants, JOTA will be their first introduction to amateur radio, and you can help make that experience memorable. Operators of all qualifications levels are welcome. Experienced operators can share their knowledge, while those with less experience can become part of the team and see how a large JOTA station operates. All radio equipment is supplied. All you need to bring is your amateur radio experience, enthusiasm and a willingness to help inspire the next generation. For more information or to volunteer, visit the St George Amateur Radio Society website at sgars.org and follow the Jamboree on the Air link. You can register your details on the website, or you can email the JOTA coordinator at JOTA_coordinator@sgars.org. And that information is from Paul VK2GX for the St George Amateur Radio Society.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the Amateur Radio New South Wales website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kilohertz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kilohertz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kilohertz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL. That's 147.1 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz tone. And on Echolink, VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR Net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben, VK2AFK. At 8 p.m, there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve, VK2STG. The Haddock Net on VK2RNS 147.25 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 2-metre SSB net on 144.15 MHz upper sideband, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society net on VK2RBV. That's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR net starts at 7:30 p.m. on Talk Group 505. From 8 p.m, Blue Mountains ARC net on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net on 146.8 MHz and the Southern Highlands Radio Group Net on VK2RHR on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m, the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echo Link node 1474, and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz, Illawarra's 6 metre net on VK2RMP 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Vicious Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 p.m, there's the St George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE, 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10-metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. And then at 8 p.m, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70cm net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375 and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, West Lakes DMR net from 8 a.m. usually on Talk Group 3802, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM, Wyson New South Wales Nets 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR and 6:45 p.m. on P25. On HF, check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us news@arnsw.org.au or leave a message on the office phone 02 944 0123.
Okay, and now we're back to the end of the broadcast. What an eventful night. We've got USB sticks that are not reading, but anyway, we've got there. So our next news bulletin will be at 10 a.m. next Sunday morning, including a relay of national news from VK1WIA. That's all from VK2WI News for this week. Your announcer has been John, VK2HB, and your engineer in training has been Stuart, VK2BMX. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St George Amateur Radio Society, and on VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul, VK2APA, is standing by. And a friendly reminder, don't forget we are looking for broadcast volunteers for both morning and evening broadcasts. And as was mentioned earlier, it's fun, it's easy, and full training and support is provided. So, yeah, if anyone can do it, come on, here's your chance. Here at VK2WY, we'll listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I will start with 20 and then 80, 40, 30, and a slight variation, I will do 10. Now, in engineering, Stuart will take callbacks on 160 because we're having problems with the received audio on the 160 meter transceiver. Now, he's going to be listening on a remote receiver, so there could be a slight delay in him acknowledging callbacks, but anyway, we'll persevere. And of course, he'll do VHF and UHF frequencies, and he will advise the order. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Once again, apologies for the somewhat disjointed broadcast this evening, but we've survived. Stay safe, and thank you for listening.